I love Mark Persio. Like, he's just got such brilliant. He's just got such brilliant stuff that he comes up with.
How many people can you sit down and listen to for 7 hours?
I can't. Seriously, nobody ever. I mean, even David Icke's presentation at Wembley. I mean, one of my mates brought round his 4 DVDs. It was like a 10-hour lecture or something like that. You could listen to it, but every hour or so, you just kind of like nod off for a few minutes, and you kind of go to sleep, and then you wake up and you go, oh, okay, we're up to this. But Mark Persio. It's like just this attention grabbing, like yes, this intensity, this crescendo builds up, and what he was saying, I think was about New Age BS and how there is no what they're saying and trying to indoctrinate people into this new religion where there is no objective truth, where there is no such thing as natural law, where there is no such thing as good or evil. And, oh, this was the point that I almost forgot. The elite know all of these lessons, and they know that those lessons give you power, and so it is part of their agenda to ensure that we don't get those lessons, so that none of us have any power to challenge them with.
Yeah, children are being taught how not to think, how not to think critically, how not to ask questions, just to repeat and memorize answers that are preordained, that are never investigated, and are virtually all wrong.
Yeah,
and it is so simple to teach yourself how to critically think, even if you've had your head stuck up your ass your entire life. That all you need to understand is the basics of the trivium, and once you start applying it. Once you start understanding what information is, what its logical sequence is, and what the inevitable conclusion is in that order, once that happens, then nothing can be the same again. It can't be the same. You understand that the reason why the dumbing down in the education system is so advanced is because they're insisting that rhetoric is placed first at all times. Mm. So they're giving them the wrong answers, and they're telling them, shut up, just accept it.
That's
put your
right.
hand down.
And in fact, I had this realization when I was at university. I only managed to do 2 years of it before I quit saying this entire thing is BS. When you talk to some people who are educated in university about some of these subjects that you and I discuss, subjects which have evidence that are real, that exist, that are provable, documented, etc., they're in complete denial of it. Or they say that you're crazy or something of that nature. And a profound realization hit me. They all think that they've been taught critical thinking in university, right?
Yeah.
But the realization was, for me, that university does not teach people to think critically. It teaches people to be critical of people who can still think.
Yes, it does. It does.
And, of course, these graduates go on to become your leaders, and they pass it on. It's like Chinese whispers, except instead of passing along words, you're passing on insanity.
Yes, that's very true.
And the insanity gets so skewed that it's not even recognizable as insanity anymore. It's like it reaches new levels.
It does.
It's something that Alex Jones says all the time on his radio show. You just crack out laughing. The level of it, you know, the level of it. And he's right, you know. I've realized that the difference between good and evil is good characterizes itself by having restraint over itself. Evil characterizes itself by having no restraint over itself. That's why there's no upper limit to tyranny. There's no upper limit to scumbaggery. But there are many limits and examples of what good is. And I think that is what we're supposed to be here on this frickin' plane of existence, this planet. Whatever your perception tells you that you're experiencing right now at this very moment, if you ain't doing something good, then you're either helping evil to succeed or you're helping good to die right? Which helps the evil to succeed. It's by default. And it is because you restrain yourself from doing good rather than doing good by restraining yourself.